Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Waters, Kendall Cowell, Sikkim365.com. And Kendall, what have the last 24 hours been like for you?
Pretty crazy time, Paul. You thought for a minute he was gone, then you thought he was staying, then maybe gone again, then finally the news that our own Ashley Hodge breaks that he's staying. So wild times indeed for Baylor. What a unusual 24 hours. I think one of the craziest 24 I've covered since at least the national title game.
What did you think was going to happen when you, like, what do you think would have been the reason when if he would have left?
I think it would have been if he thought this was definitively the best chance to win a national title and he felt like his full family was on board. I think that combination had to happen. I think maybe at the end he felt like there was a little bit better shot to win a title at Kentucky, but I don't think the family was fully on board. I think that probably meant a lot to him. I think if you combine, there's still a really good shot to win a national title at Baylor. It's not worth upsetting the second one. And I think maybe some of those factors about how crazy Kentucky's fans can be might have set in for him toward the end.
What do you think this means going forward for Baylor's recruiting that he's been able to tell Louisville and Kentucky no in the span of 10 days?
I think it'll definitely boost it for those two reasons, Paul. Certainly first is the one you mentioned. Kentucky will be up for a lot of recruits, whether Mark Pope is their next coach or Sean Miller or whoever they'll have to turn to, presuming Billy Donovan doesn't want the job. And I think it also helps them beyond just being able to say, hey, I was given the opportunity to go to Kentucky. I looked at all the resources. I know how great it is. And I chose to stay here, I think will help with landing that one-and-done talent. And on top of that, I would expect some NIL boost, on top of the more recent NIL boost Baylor's already gotten from the Louisville overture. So I think there's going to be an NIL boost that will also help him. So I think this combination does help Drew going forward with recruiting.
So the Kentucky bubble is a lot – well, the Kentucky world's a lot bigger, but the bubble's a little bit smaller. he is not a guy to me that would enjoy that. And also, Kentucky's a job to me you take if you're in a, if you're successful, you want to coach at least another 15, 20 years, which I don't think he does. So all this kind of adds up to they went and tried to get a guy who Mitch Barnhart really likes, but ultimately, you know, may not even really, even though I think he'd do a good job there, it's not a fit, right?
I didn't think it was a fit at all. Ashley and I did a podcast late last night that some folks might have had a chance to listen to and to expound upon some things I had mentioned, Paul. I didn't see a fit there at all. And why I didn't see a fit is that, you know, Scott is relentlessly positive. When things aren't going well, he wants to be able to tell you, hey, here's A, B, and C that's going to go well for us in the future, or here's the things that we've done well that make me think we're going to be good going forward. Kentucky would just be a miserable slog for a lot of this. You'd be on ESPN talking about, why aren't you doing this, this, and this? If you land all the one-and-dones and have the same results as Cal, they'd say, well, Cal at least won a title doing this. If you don't land the one-and-dones, they'd say, why can't we recruit anymore at Kentucky? What are we doing hiring you if you can't recruit? It really is a no-win situation unless you make the Final Four. Then if you make enough Final Fours, it's why haven't you done what Danny Hurley does? So I think the expectations at Alabama, or excuse me, at Kentucky obviously should be high, like they would be at Alabama for football. But I think they've gotten a little bit out of whack where John Calipari, being a 2-3 seed, because he faces an upset where St. Peter's goes nuclear, and one guy from Oakland goes crazy, would really spell that nobody is long for Kentucky. They don't have the kind of brand loyalty that even a Kansas has toward Bill Self when he was having some early tournament exits, or that North Carolina would have for Roy Williams when he didn't make the NCAA tournament. That is the most toxic fan base at some level, where if you don't win to the level they demand immediately, you're gone. And even if you win, you're not ever going to be Adolph Rupp. So I just think that's a job that unless you're 40 years old, you plan to be there for 30 years, and that's your dream job. I don't like that job for most people. For me, after having kind of explored all this, where would you want to be hired? I don't think that's a job I'd want as much as I'd want to be the coach at KU or, frankly, even UCLA.
You know, Kansas and Kentucky are an interesting story. And you know this because you live up there and you're about to marry one of them, a situation you and I are familiar with uniquely. Kansas fans... they don't complain about Bill Self the way Kentucky fans complained about John Calipari. And they went between 2008 and 2022 between winning a title. It was always, there was more trust in there that eventually he'll get the right guys. It was never like, oh, this is so tired and dumb and all this other stuff. It was never that way with Bill Self, but it was that way with Kentucky fans. And I think that's the stark difference between the two, even though the fan bases are similarly huge and know basketball a lot better than a lot of fan bases.
I think completely. Bill Self doesn't make any Final Fours between 2013 and 2018 until he gets on that good run with the Malik Monk team, and KU fans still like him. North Carolina, Roy Williams misses the tournament, but they remember, hey, in year two, he won us a national title. I mean, Calipari went to the Final Four in 2011, 2012, 2014, 2015, won a national title, and in 2020 had a really good team. The Malik Monk team was excellent that he had as well. And it just didn't matter because all they would think about was, well, why did we lose to North Carolina in a close Elite Eight game, or Luke May makes a shot? Or if Bam Adebayo was so good, why couldn't we win these games? Or if Oscar Tshiebwe was the player of the year, why do we lose those? Like, these are fair criticisms to some degree that maybe Cal should get a little bit more out of what can happen at Kentucky. But, you know, if you didn't have the next guy lined up, it's kind of weird that you would run Cal off like they did. And I think he was very open to changing his recruiting just a little bit. But I think that really speaks to, it's just such a nasty place because their fans are all in on basketball and they think they should be the best team every season. And they just don't accept anything less than titles. And I was at the KU Kentucky Champions Classic this year. And look, with a fan base that big, there are going to be a lot of great fans as well. But I do think there are more crazy fans among Kentucky's fan base than you find from Carolina, KU, Duke, UCLA combined.
Yeah, it's a different kind of thing. All right, well, if you were Kentucky, where do you go? I've asked everybody this today.
I think you make entreaties to Billy Donovan, and if he's willing to at least express interest, you hold off for it. And if that doesn't work, I think Mark Pope at BYU makes a lot of sense. Runs NBA offenses with the type of talent he'd get at Kentucky. That would work out well, and he's a pretty tough guy. Has experience in the NBA as well, won a national title at Kentucky. And so it's not like Louisville just hiring Kenny Payne. You know he's had actual success as a head coach. So I think Mark Pope says yes. I don't think you want to get more than Mark Pope on your list, but I think you can wait for whether Billy Donovan wants the job. And if the Bulls get bounced in the play-in tournament, maybe he figures, I'll go to Kentucky for 4 or 5 years, try and win a title, and then if I don't like Kentucky, I'll just go back to the NBA after that.
What do you think about Sean Miller?
I don't like that hire for him, Paul. And the reason I'd say that is you just ran Cal out for not winning enough. Well, Sean Miller never reached the heights that Cal did at Arizona. He lost to two really good Wisconsin teams in the Elite Eight, but he had no Final Fours at Arizona. Doesn't make the tournament this year at Xavier. And you can say, well, the program took a turn from Chris Mack leaving to where it is now. But I don't know. I just don't think he's had that sustained success lately. And, you know, he seems like a nice enough guy, but you kind of got to wonder. He was really getting it done at Arizona when there were reports about was he paying players. DeAndre Ayton, the wiretap story from ESPN, whether that was true or not, who knows on that front. But some of the guys that Baylor was looking at sure seemed to be going there where there were reports about maybe some funky money stuff going on. And that's not me saying it was evil he paid players, but it's me saying his advantage may have been he was able to pay some guys back in the day. And when you don't have that advantage anymore, I don't know if you win. And he also is always so stressed out. I mean, he's famous for sweating through his shirt. I don't know that he has the demeanor to survive at Kentucky, so I wouldn't like that hire for them. And I think Mark Pope has proven himself in a much tougher place than BYU than Sean Miller proved himself vis-a-vis Arizona. So I don't think that would be a good hire for him, but I think that is one of the names you got to look at. But I think Pope would be clearly a better choice for them than Miller.
Kendall, how'd the meeting go today? Did you get everything? Did you win?
It was a good meeting. It was just drove down to Wichita, spoke at a conference for some probation officers with a buddy of mine, and now we're driving back from Wichita. I'm not the driver right now. But it was a good conference for us. Pretty funny that I think I had like 95 text messages when I finally pulled over for gas because the news broke from the national folks that Ashley had already broken that Drew was staying. And so I was getting texts from people that I rarely text with saying, oh, thank God he's staying. Yeah, we didn't want him to go to Kentucky. That's great. So wild day of texts coming in.
Yeah. By the way, I was on the phone with Ashley when the story went out, and he didn't know if it was, like, ready yet. Like, he was still like, oh, I got to make sure that, like, it's, like, let me check my phone. I've been talking to you and make sure that we can. If not, we might have jumped the gun here. But, no, it was us and then, like, you know, everyone else. So, absolutely. Well, Kendall, have a safe trip back, and we'll talk to you again soon, buddy.
Always a pleasure, Paul.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.